The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I'm removed from the stewardship, they will welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Yeah, it's a weird gospel, yes? Yes. It's not the first weird gospel we've heard all week. If you've been coming to daily mass, it's been a week of weird. How about Tuesday's gospel with the wedding feast, and the master of the feast says, "Go out into the streets and force people to come into my wedding banquet." And then there was Wednesday's gospel, in which Jesus unforgettably says, "Anyone who comes after me without hating his father and mother, brothers and sisters, wife and children cannot be my disciple." Personally, I think this is the weirdest of them all. The parable of the unjust steward. Now, here's a question for you. Why does Jesus teach in parables? Most people think Jesus teaches in parables so that everything will be clear. But that's not true. The reason Jesus teaches in parables is so that people will go home thinking about the message that he wants them to think about. Because every parable, almost every parable, contains something in it that doesn't make any sense. And Jesus uses that very thing that makes no sense to make his point. Now, the point of this parable that makes no sense, it's as clear as day. Here's this steward who's incompetent. He's not doing his job right, and he's going to be fired. So what does he do? He goes to all of the master's creditors, and he gives the master's property away, essentially stealing from his master so that he'll make friends for himself after he's fired. Now, most people acting like that would be sent to prison for their behavior. But this one, he gets commended. What the heck is going on? I think you'll find this explanation to be satisfactory. I'll ask you this question. Who's the master in the parable? Who's the master? God's the master, right? Who's the unjust steward? Answer, you are. You are. Because a steward is someone who trades in the goods that belong to somebody else. And every last one of us here, every single thing we have is a gift of God and does not belong to us. Everything. Your talents, your abilities, your skills, your health, your last heartbeat, your last breath, even your life, all of it, complete gift of God. It's all his property. And the proof of that matter is that we have to surrender it all in death. But there's one master of the property who actually wants you to give away his stuff to other people. The world would have you to think that you should use what you have for yourself in the here and now. But God says, no, use what you have now, even if it's all mine, to help prepare you for eternity. We all are given a responsible stewardship. We are all going to be called to account for what we've done. The essence of sin is the misuse of God's good gifts. The misuse of what belongs to God. You know, you've been given a lot of gifts. How are you using them? You've been given the gift of sight. What are you choosing to look at? You've been given the gift of speech. What are you choosing to talk about? You've been given the gift of freedom. You've been given the gift of this day. How are you going to choose to use it? Here's our Lord's warning to us. Here's our Lord's, it's all my stuff. Now go out and use it wisely. You know, the things we think about are all powerful in this world. They're all passing away. They're not powerful. It's all an illusion. The political order, the economic order, all the things we think are so powerful. It's all an illusion. It's all passing away. All power lies in the cross. And charity is your participation in God's power. It's a little tiny something to think about now. Jesus gives us this parable to see as he sees, so that we might do as he does. Amen.